我们读启示约翰福音第一章。
Let us read the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
第一章第二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
约翰回答说，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。
I baptize with water, John replied, but among you stands one whom you do not know.
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals am not worthy to untie.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing.
第三十六节。
Verse 36.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。
”When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him saying this, they followed Jesus.
然后我们读路加福音第二十四章。
Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音第二十四章。
Luke, chapter 24.
第五十节。
Verse 50.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。
When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们。被带到天上去了。
While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
So much for the scripture reading.
我想到现在大家都知道，我们三个早晨一同来看羔羊的同伴。
Now all we shall know that we are looking at the companions of the Lamb.
我们特别回忆，特别回顾神，特别回顾约翰的故事。
Especially we are reviewing the story of Apostle John.
因为在千千万万跟随羔羊的人中间，约翰是第一个。
Among thousands of the followers of the Lamb, John is the first one.
他在地上也走了一段很长的道路。
He also walked a very long journey on earth.
他的同伴都到荣耀里去了。
All his companions has departed into glory.
包括彼得，也包括保罗，这些人都到荣耀里去。
Including Peter and Paul.
主人就留约翰在地上。
The Lord has left John on earth.
等到他在巴摩海岛被拘禁、被充军的时候。
When he was imprisoned and exiled into El Patmos.
当他写启示录的时候。
While he was reading the book of Revelation.
有一句话是说到他自己的故事。
One word is referring to his own story.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
这句话可以说是约翰一生的写实。
That is the reflection description of John's life.
啊，今天我想我们要再进一步。
Today we want to go a little bit further.
因为昨天我们看见，我们昨天特别给大家看见，如果我们跟随羔羊。
Yesterday we showed everyone that if we follow the Lamb,
那么我们主如果已经升天了，
if our Lord is in heaven,
他得着荣耀，
he is glorified,
他也坐在宝座中，
he is in the midst of the throne.
那么他怎么带领我们这些跟随他的人？
How can he lead us who are following him?
他要把我们带到哪里去呢？
Where is he leading us to?
我们知道坐宝座的羔羊要牧养他们。
We know the Lamb on the throne will shepherd them.
要领他们到生命水的泉源。
Will lead them to the living fountain of water.
神也要擦干他们的眼泪。
He will wipe away every tear of theirs.
所以我们知道，当他一进到荣耀，一升到天上。
So we know the moment he ascended and into glory.
他就从父那里领受了应许的圣灵，然后就浇灌下来。
He received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and poured him down.
那根据启示录的记载。
According to the record in the book of Revelation.
那就是 羔羊的七角跟七鳞。
That is the seven
七角跟七眼。
Seven horns and seven eyes of the lamb.
就是神的七鳞。
That is the seven spirits.
在五旬节那一天就被差遣到全世界各地去。
On the day of Pentecost, he was sent out into all over the earth.
所以我们知道，就在五旬节那一天。
So we know on the day of Pentecost,
羔羊就把他的教会领到生命泉的生命水的泉源。
The Lamb has led his church into the living fountain of water.
因为在使徒行传虽然好多次说到我们对圣灵的经历。
And even though in the book of Acts mentioned many times our experience of this Holy Spirit.
有的经历是第一世纪的。
Some experience occurs only in the first century.
到今天我们还是有的。
Today we still have them.
所以这些经历圣灵有不同的描写。
For those experiences, the Holy Spirit has different descriptions.
但是有两个特别的描写。
But there are two very unique descriptions.
一个说到圣灵的浸。
One speaks about the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
一个说到圣灵的浇灌。
One speaks about the outpouring of the Spirit.
当圣灵用这两个词的时候。
When the Spirit uses these two terms.
只有两次，没有第三次。
Only twice, not third time.
一次是在五旬节，一次是在哥尼流家。
One time happens on the day of Pentecost, another happens in Cornelius' house.
所以除了这两次之外，圣经再没有用圣灵的浸。
Besides these two times, the Scripture never used the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为五旬节那一天。
Because on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵就把我们这些人就浸成工作一个身体。
The Holy Spirit has baptized all of us into one body.
那教会就诞生了。
The church was born.
所以五旬节那一天，圣灵裂天而降。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is descended from heaven.
那一天是非常特别的一天。
That was very unusual day.
那一天是历史性的一天。
That's historical day.
那么圣灵把我们浸成工作一个身体。
The Holy Spirit baptized into us into one body.
这是历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
好像在逾越节那一天，主耶稣挂在十字架上一样。
The same as the day the on Passover the Lord was crucified.
所以一次永远已经完成。
Once and for all, it's finished.
今天我们不可能把主再钉在十字架上。
It's possible for us to crucify the Lord again.
但是我们可以经历主在十字架上为我们所预备的救恩。
But we can experience the salvation the Lord provided on the cross.
我们今天满了救恩的快乐。
Today we're full of the joy of salvation.
虽然这个故事是发生，虽然十字架是两千年以前的事。
Even though the crucifixion happens 2,000 years ago.
好像主的血都已经流干了。
As if the blood has been shed.
但是不。主的宝血仍旧有功效。
But no, the blood is still efficacious.
所以你看见说，今天我们仍旧得着十字架救恩的好处。
We still enjoy the benefit of the crucifixion.
讲到经历是今天的。
Talk about experience is happening today.
但是讲到十字架的工作是已经完成的工作，那是两千年前。
Concerning the work that has been accomplished, that happened 2,000 years ago.
你不能够把它重新表演，你不历史不能够重演的。
History cannot be repeated.
同样的，五旬节那一天。
Same way on the day of.
你看见说圣灵已经降在地上。
You see the Holy Spirit already descended.
把地上120个人就浸成工作一个身体。
120 individuals has been baptized into one body.
所以你看见这是历史性的一天。
This is a historical day.
今天我们不能够再重复这件事件。
Today we cannot just repeat this occurrence.
但是我们能享受那个好。
But we can still enjoy the benefit.
我们今天仍旧能有圣灵的经历。
We can still have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天仍旧能被圣灵充满。
We can still be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，你们要被圣灵充满。
That is why Paul says, "You shall be filled with the Holy Spirit."
不只被圣灵充满，而且我们应当满有圣灵。
Not only be filled with the Holy Spirit, but full of Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord.
这些都是我们今天可以经历的。
This is what we can experience still.
但圣灵的浸是两千年前的事。
But the baptism with the Holy Spirit is an occurrence
2,000 years ago. 今天圣灵不是再把我们浸一次。
Today the Holy Spirit will not baptize us again.
不是的，就好像主耶稣不再钉十字架一次一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus won't be crucified again for us.
所以我们记得根据约翰福音的描写。
So according to the description of John.
当主得荣耀的时候。
When the Lord is glorified.
弟兄姊妹，你看见那活水的江河就从天上就流下来了。
The living water flows down from heaven.
当你讲到整个的活水的江河的时候，
When you talk about the stream of the living water,
你看见有两端的。
You see there are two ends.
有天上的一端，有地上的一端。
There's heavenly ends and earthly ends.
根据彼得在天上的一端。
According to Peter, the end in the heaven.
当我们神立主为耶稣为主为基督的时候，
When our God has made Jesus the Lord and Christ.
你看见圣灵就像江河一样浇灌下来。
You see the Holy Spirit is being poured down as a river.
那是天上的故事。
That is a story in heaven.
只有两次。
There are only twice.
没有第三次。
No third time.
只有五旬节还有哥尼流家里。
Only on Pentecost and the Cornelius house.
但是等到这个水流到地，生命河流到地上那一天。
When the streams flow down to the earth.
你看，因为这个河江河从天流到地上。
Because this stream flows from heaven to earth.
这是五旬节的意义。
That is the meaning of the Pentecost.
结果你看见那些人就被浸成功做一个身体。
Those individuals being baptized into one body.
有一次我们在花园里面走的时候。
One day we were walking in the garden.
我们看见有人在那里浇水。
We saw people were there watering their plants.
他拿着那个水，他拿着浇水的那个头在那里浇水。
They were using the hose to water the plant.
结果呢，我们不小心从其中经过了。
By accident, we passed by that place.
结果我们个个都变成落汤鸡。
Every one of us become wet.
所以你看见吗？这个水是从源头一直到我们的身上。
You see, the water flows from the source all the way to our body.
就着源头来说是浇灌。
In terms of the source, it's pouring down.
就着我们来说，我们都受了浸。
For us, it is all, we all have been baptized.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵用的多么仔细。
You see, the Holy Spirit used a very careful word.
感谢主。你看见主升天以后，
you see when the Lord ascended,
他坐在神宝座的中央。
He sit in the center of the throne.
他仍旧牧养我们。
He is still shepherding us.
他把我们领到生命水的泉源。
He's leading us to the living fountain of water.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从五旬节那天开始。
From the day of the Pentecost.
当我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
After we receive the Lord Jesus as a Savior in Christ,
你看见说我们就从圣灵生了。
You see, we were born of the Spirit.
从圣灵生就是从上头生。
To be born of the Holy Spirit is to be born of from above.
你看见说那个活水的江河。
You see that living water.
当我们的口打开的时候。
When we open our mouth,
它就进到了我们的里。
It will enter into us.
所以约翰福音第一章，生命在他里头。
So the first chapter of John says, life is in him.
到了第四章的时候，
And to the first chapter,
这是生命到了撒玛利亚妇人的里头。
This life has entered into Samaritan woman.
这是怎么回事的？
How can this happen?
这就是五旬节的故事。
That is the story of Pentecost.
你看见那天五旬节，你看活水的江河从天上已经流到地上来了。
That day, the living water has flown from heaven to earth.
所以无论什么时候我们接受耶稣做救主，
Whenever we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们就从圣灵生。
Then we were born of the Spirit.
我们从上头生。
We were born from above.
我们就重生了。
Then we are born again.
本来生命在他里头。
Originally, life is in him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
现在活水进到我们的里面。
Now the living water enter into us.
这个活水和五旬节那一天倒出倾倒出来活水江河是同样的一个活水。
This living water is the same as on the day of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在这个活水在我们里面涌流。
Now this living water flows in us.
现在我们能来到神的面前。
Now we can come to God.
我们能够用灵和诚实来拜他。
We can worship him in spirit and in truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
那口井代表我们往深处去。
That well indicates that we need to go deeper.
撒玛利亚妇人外面有一口井。
Outwardly, there was a well.
它里面也有一口井。
For the Samaritan woman inside her, there's a well.
现在如果她接受主的那个活水的话，
Now if she receives the living water from the Lord,
你知道在原文里面中文漏掉的，在原文乃成一井的泉源。
And in the original text, it means a well of living water.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们这个生命已经进到我们的里面。
Now this life has entered into us.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
这是第四章的故事。
This is a story of chapter 4.
慢慢你看见这个生命要成长。
Gradually you see the life will grow.
不止于从他里面到我们里面。
Not only from him into us.
不只是黑门山上的水，现在那个水进到鹿的里面。
Not only the water flows from Mount Hermon into the mouth of the deer.
他远远看见那山上的水，他说：“哦，我心渴慕那个溪水。”
The deer looks upon the mountain, says, "My heart's yearning for the water."
感谢主，自从磐石为我们裂开以后，
when the rock is split for us,
现在等那个溪流从里面流过来的时候，
now the living water stream flows to us,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们喝这个水的时候，
when we drink of this water,
你看这个生命就进到我们里面，
this life enters to us,
但是感谢主，
thank the Lord,
你看见吗？你还记不记得？你还记不记得这个以西结的故事？
Do you remember the book? The story of Ezekiel.
等到弥赛亚来的时候。
When the Messiah comes,
等到弥赛亚得荣耀的时候，
when the Messiah is glorified,
圣殿不光是圣殿，
the holy temple is no longer a holy temple.
许多人想到圣殿乃是只做一个大的房子，一个大的建筑物。
A lot of people thought of a holy temple, a big, huge building.
他们每年三次到耶路撒冷。
They go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
来到神的殿就是来到神的面前。
Come to the temple of God is to come to the presence of God.
他们想到怎样从外院，然后到了圣所，然后到了至圣所。
How to go through the outcourt to the holy place and to the holy of holies.
你看，你若不是借着血，没有一个人能来到至圣所。
If not by the blood, nobody can enter into the holy of holies.
所以每次以色列人来过节，来每年来到耶路撒冷。
So every year, Israelites come to Jerusalem.
他们都是来到圣殿面前。
They all come to the holy temple.
他们看见都是石头跟木头。
What they saw was stones and wood.
在主耶稣那个时候，他们看的比这个多一点。他们看到大理石，他们看到金子，看到银子。
In the time of Jesus, they saw marbles and gold and silver.
所以门徒说：“你看，这是何等的殿宇，这是何等的建筑，何等的石头。”
That's why the disciple says, "Behold, Lord, what a temple, what a stone."
所以对犹太人来讲，每年来过节，看到神的同在，都是。石头木头堆积起来。
Every year the Jewish people come to the feast. What they saw is but stones and wood.
他们知道神的同在在至圣所。
They know the presence of the Lord is in the most holy place.
他们已经很靠近神。
They are so close to the Lord.
他们可以说神的同在就在隔壁。
You can say that the presence of the Lord is their neighbor.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
每年他们来。
Every year they come.
每年弥赛亚都没有。
Every year the Messiah didn't appear.
如果弥赛亚没有来的话，
If the Messiah hasn't come,
弟兄姊妹，虽然他们离开至圣所也许不到30公尺，
Yes, maybe they're only 30 feet away from the most holy place.
但是那个距离就像天堂到地狱那么遥远。
But that distance is as far as from the earth to heaven.
他们每年没有一比他们过节的时候。他们靠近神是那么近的。
Every feast, they are so close to the Lord.
但他们心中有一种饥渴。
But in their heart, there is this thirst.
因着弥赛亚没有来的缘故。
Because of the Messiah has not come.
是那么近，又是那么远。
Even though they are so close, but they are still far away.
明明是近在眼前，又是远在天边。
Even though it's so close to their eyes, but it's so far away from them.
每年来过节的以色列。
Every year they come to the feast.
满心欢喜。
Full of joy.
满怀盼望。
Full of hope.
终于能靠近神。
Now that I can draw close to the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神还是那么遥远。
God is still so far away from
us. 弥赛亚还没有回来。
The Messiah has not come.
等到弥赛亚来的时候。
Till Messiah comes,
圣殿不再是圣殿。
The holy temple will no longer be the holy.
结果你看见不再是至，你看结果看见神的宝座居然设立在至圣所。
Then you will see the throne of God is in the temple.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果那里是宝座
，If that is the throne,
那里就是生命泉的水，生命水的泉源。
That is the original place of the living water.
所以等到弥赛亚回来以后。
So until the Messiah comes,
根据以色列人他们所明白的预言
，according to the prophecies understandable,
根据我们今天懂的新约的话
，according to the New Testament we can understand,
那就是羔羊如果坐在宇宙宝座的中央的话
，if the Lamb is seated in the center of the throne of the universe,
这个当然给我们看见神的圣殿、神的同在，对不对
？Of course, this shows us the holy temple of God, the presence of the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
等到弥赛亚回来的时候
，When the Messiah returns，
圣殿不只是圣殿
，The holy temple will no longer be the temple。
圣殿不只代表神的同在
，Will not only be the temple represent God's presence。
圣殿不只代表掌神的宝座所能够达到的范围
，Not only represent the domains of God's throne。
圣殿是什么
？What is the temple？
从殿的深处
，From the depths of the temple，
你看见要流出活水。
You see, living water will flow out.
刚刚开始的时候是一点点。
In the starting place, it was a little.
慢慢的就流到门槛。
Gradually flows to the
south. 然后往东流。
And flows toward the east.
当往东流的时候。
When it flows toward the east.
你每量一千肘，水就深一点。
If you measure 1,000 cubic, and you will grow a little deeper.
再一千肘又深一点。
Another 1,000 cubic, you
grow. 再一千肘又深一点了。
Deeper and deeper.
四次的测量。
four times of measurement,
就变成活水的江河。
It becomes the living water, streams of living water.
对于以色列人来讲，
to the Israelites,
每年他们来过节。
Every year they come to the feast.
每年他们到希洛亚池子去把水搬单来，然后倒在圣殿里面。
Every year they draw water from the pool of Siloam.
但这只是表演。
But this is performance.
这代表他们心中的饥渴。
This represents their thirst in their heart.
他们现在就要回去了。
Now they return home.
这一年现在要回去了。
Now this year we'll go back.
所以你能想象他们心中每一个人都是干渴的。
Can you tell every one of them in their heart is thirsty?
结果我们的主站起来说。
Now our Lord stands up.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He says, if you are thirsty, you can come to me and drink.
你们一年一年来过节。
Every year you come to the feast.
你们充满了无数的希望，结果又是无数的失望。
You have so much hope, but you are so disappointed.
到今天，你们以为弥赛亚还没有来。
You still think that the Messiah has not come yet.
你讲弥赛亚来有什么不同？
What difference will Messiah come in bring?
圣殿不光是圣殿。
The Holy Spirit will no longer be the Holy Spirit.
圣殿变成生命水的泉源。
The Holy Spirit will become the living fountain of water.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个只有弥赛亚来才有可能的。
Only this is only possible when the Messiah comes.
只有羔羊坐在宇宙宝座的中央才可能发生。
It's only possible when the Lamb is enthroned in the center of the universe.
感谢主。
Thank the
Lord. 你看见吗？我们主果然升到天上。
You see, our Lord actually ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见他把圣灵浇灌到地上。
Now you see, he has poured down his Holy Spirit on earth.
现在你看，活水的江河已经开始了。
Now the beginning flowing of the living water.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Now you see.
我们每个人都用心灵诚实来拜他。
Every one of us worship him in spirit and in truth.
保罗说，你们就是圣灵的殿。
Paul says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在你们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in you.
你们就是神的殿。
You are the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
如果弥赛亚来的话。
If the Messiah comes.
有一个现象。
There is a phenomenon.
那个现象就是从殿的深处有活水要流出来的。
That is the water will flow from the depths of the temple.
感谢主。现在我们的主站在他们中间。
Now our Lord stands in
our midst. 说人若渴了可以到我这来喝。
If you are thirsty, you can come to me to drink.
你们所梦寐以求的弥赛亚已经站在你们的面前。
The Messiah that you dream of now standing in front of your eyes.
他有一天要升到天上。
One day he will ascend to heaven.
从天上殿的深处，活水就流出来了。
From the depths of the holy temple in heaven, living water will flow.
我们整个地球像死海一样。
Our entire earth is like the dead sea.
结果感谢主，你看你这个死海就变成加利利海了。
But thank the Lord, you see the Dead Sea become the Sea of Galilee.
然后教会就被浸成工作一个身体。
The church is baptized into one body.
你看见弥赛亚已经来了。
You see the Messiah already come.
羔羊已经升到天上。
The Lamb is ascended to heaven.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
这个活水要进到每一个人的里面。
This living water will enter into each one of you.
我们不止浸成工作一个身体。
Not only we are baptized into one body.
我们饮于一位圣灵。
We also drink of one Holy Spirit.
你只要把你的口打开。
You can only, you will only
你只要说主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你做我的救主。
You shall only say, Lord Jesus, I want to receive you as my savior.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？You see，
我们你看见是我们就蒙恩得救了。
When you see, we are saved by grace.
现在活水就进到我们里面。
Now the living water is in us.
我们本来在主没有升天以前，我们说神啊，我心渴慕你，像鹿渴慕溪水。
Before he ascended, we say, Lord, our heart thirsty as the deer yearns for water.
现在我们能像撒玛利亚夫人一样说。
Now we can like the Samaritan woman.
这个水已经进到我里面，进到你里面。
This water is entered into my heart and your heart.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
只要基督在我的宝座设立在我们里面。
If the Lamb's throne is enthroned in us,
只要圣灵住在我们里面。
If the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
现在你看见那个活水在我们里面开始涌流。
Now you see the living water start to flow from us.
现在十字架在我们身上做测量的工作。
Now the cross will begin his measuring work.
你每次要出门的时候。
Every time you go out,
圣灵要测量你的衣服。
And the Holy Spirit will measure your clothes.
你本来什么衣服都可以穿。
Your garment, usually you can wear all kinds of garments.
现在你觉得不大妥帖。
Now you feel it's improper.
有什么不对的？
Nothing wrong.
弟兄姊妹，因着圣灵测量的缘故。
Because of the measurement of the Holy Spirit.
你愿意顺服圣灵。
You are willing to submit to Holy Spirit.
当你出门的时候。
When you're about to walk out.
圣灵要测量你的发型。
The Holy Spirit will measure your hairstyle.
本来发型有什么不可以？别人都这样，我也这样。
Originally, I can do as whatever others are doing.
但是不一样。
But now it's different.
那个生命的水在你里面。
The living water now is in you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
经过一次的测量。
One measure,
两次的测量
two measures,
刚开始水慢慢深一点了
and this water started to rise
等一等从拐子骨然后到了腰
from the anchors to your waist
从腰然后就到了就你看整个人就不能就只好就变成有活水的江河了
and from waist to become a stream of living water
感谢主弟兄姊妹
thank the Lord brothers
到了第七章
to chapter 7
你看见经过主耶稣四个神迹
After the four miraculous signs of the Lord,
什么叫做神迹
What does it mean by miracles?
那神迹在约翰福音特别是指着 sign 指着指标来说
And in book of John, especially using the word sign.
意思就是说不光是神迹而且神迹背后有一个教训
Not only it is a miracle, but there's a doctrine behind this miracle.
Teaching. 所以这里给我们看见说不光是神迹
This shows us it's not just a miracle.
而且神迹背后有个属灵的教训。
And there is a spiritual teaching behind this.
结果你看见说圣经里面讲的神迹乃是指着神动了他的指头了。
So the Bible's miracle in the Bible is actually the moving of the Lord's hand.
Twisting his finger. 所以每次我们的主 twist 他的 finger.
Every time our Lord twists his finger.
你看见神迹就发生了。
You see miracles happen.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的衣服不一样。
Our garments are different.
我们的发型不一样。
Our hairstyle become different.
我们一举一动都不一样。
Every move of our body is different.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
因为圣灵已经在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us.
他多次的测量我们。
He measures us many times.
许多时候我们经不起他的测量。
Many times we cannot stand his.
我们不知道我们有多爱世界。
We do not know how much we love the world.
不要别人告诉我们爱世界。
We do not need other people to tell us not to love the world.
你看见说，当这个生活水从里面慢慢慢慢长大
，When this living water grows in us，
当活水慢慢往外流的时候
，When this living water flows out from us，
如果让十字架更多的测量我们
，If the cross measures us more，
你看见基督在我们身上动了他的指头
，You see Christ has twisted his finger，
结果弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
你看见这个活水慢慢就长高了
，As a result， you see the living water rises up，
然后最后从我们的里面。
Eventually, will flow from us.
我们不是神的殿吗
？We are the temple of God.
所以现在你看，从我们的里面要流出活水的江河。
Now you see, from us will flow out this living water.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
又一次，羔羊把我们领到生命水的泉源。
Once again, the Lamb has led us to the living fountain of water.
这世界上有许多伤心的人。
There are many people who are sorrowful.
当这个活水的江河流到死海的时候。
When this living water flows into the Dead Sea,
在死海的周围有多少的眼泪
？How many tears surround the Dead Sea？
结果神要擦干他们所有的眼泪。
And the Lord will wipe away every tear of theirs.
他们不必再流泪了。
They do not need to weep.
他们只要接受耶稣基督做救主。
All they need is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
这个生命的水无论到哪里
，wherever this living water flows,
哪里就变成活水。
Where it becomes living water.
这个世界太苦。
This world is too.
Texas 太苦了
Texas is too. Bitter.
美国太苦了
America is so bitter.
弟兄姊妹，教会无论到什么地方
，Wherever the church goes.
门徒们无论到什么地方
，Wherever the disciples go.
从他们的腹中
，From their belly.
要流出活水的江河。
Will flow out living water.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗
？You see.
主升到天上。
The Lord ascended to heaven.
在历史上，他已经把我们领到生命水的泉源。
In history, he has already led us to the living fountain of water.
在我们的经历里面
In our experience.
因为羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随
Because the lamb, wherever the lamb goes, we follow.
羔羊只做一件事
The lamb will do only one thing.
就是把我们领到生命水的泉源
It is to lead us to the living water.
结果弟兄姊妹
As a result.
在我们的经历里面
In our experience.
从约翰第一章一直到第七章
From chapter 1 of John all the way to 7.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在你看见说门徒你看见我这个约翰他们是怎么样跟随着羔羊
？You see how John and his companions follow the lamb.
跟随羔羊的结果
，the outcome of the following of the lamb.
生命长进了
，the life grows.
本来生命在我里面
，originally life is in me.
本来只是涌流的
，it will only move up and down.
是在神面前垂直运动的
，only do vertical movement before the Lord.
但是慢慢慢慢的从里面 活水就满溢出来。
Gradually, this water will overflow.
生命洋溢的结果就是生命的活水。
The overflow of life is the living water outflow.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
跟随羔羊的结果是生命。
The outcome of following the Lord is life.
跟随苏格拉底的结果，你头脑越来越大。
The consequence of following Socrates is your head will grow bigger.
跟随摩西的结果，你越来越像个法匠。
The more you follow Moses, the more you'll be like a lawyer.
你是个守律法的，你不光是律师，而且是个法匠。
Not only you are a lawyer, you are legalistic.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
如果你真是跟随我们的羔羊
，If you are truly following our Lamb,
你做梦也不会想到
，You will never be able to dream.
从我们的福中能流出活水的江河。
From the depths of us will flow out living water.
我们的主来了，不只叫我们的生命。
Our Lord not only come to give us life,
而且得的更丰盛。
But more abundant life.
第四章已经太好了。
It's so wonderful for chapter 4.
圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
我们能在灵里面来敬拜。
We can worship in spirit.
太好了，弟兄姊妹。
It's so wonderful.
在地好像在天堂一样。
On earth as if in heaven.
但是不。
But no.
还有第四、第五章。
Then we have chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7.
一次的测量，
两次
的测量，
second measurement,
三次的测量，
third measurement,
第四次的神迹，
fourth measurement, fourth miracle.
最后结果是什么？
Thank the Lord. What's the outcome?
结果你看见就变成活水的江河。
The outcome is that you become living water.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？现在你知道约翰在地上怎么跟随主。
Now you see how John has followed the Lamb on the earth.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这是第一章到第七章。
This is chapter 1 through 7.
门徒们是从伯大尼开始的。
The disciples started at Bethany.
我们刚才读圣经的时候。
We read the scripture.
我们看得很清楚。
We see very clearly.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
等到主升天的时候。
When the Lord ascended.
是我们的主把门徒们就领到了伯大尼的对面。
And our Lord has led them to the place opposite to Bethany.
你看主一直领他们。
The Lord led them always.
羔羊一直带领他。
The Lamb led them all the way.
羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, they follow.
他们从伯大尼开始，结果该羊从伯大尼开始，他们也从伯大尼开始。
The Lamb started from Bethany. They also started there.
结果在伯大尼对面，羔羊升天了，我们的主升天了。
The Lamb has ascended on the opposite of Bethany.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他们在地上跟随主的这个路程。
The journey that they follow the Lord on earth
是从伯大尼到了。
Begins from Bethany and ends in Bethany.
从第一章到第七章
From chapter 1 to chapter 7.
是从伯大尼开始
It starts from Bethany.
然后到了第八章一直到第二十二章或者到二十一章
And from chapter 8 all the way to chapter 21.
你看见羔羊一直把他们领到了伯大尼
You see the lamb led them all the way to Bethany.
从伯大尼开始
Starting from Bethany.
终于到了伯大尼
Finally they reached Bethany.
那弟兄姊妹
Now, brothers,
这到底是什么故事
？What indeed is this story？
你读约翰福音的时候
，If you read the book of John，
你有没有注意到弟兄
？If you notice this，
约翰福音和所有的福音书都不一样。
Book of John is so different from other gospel books。
一面记载地上的事
，On the one hand, record things happening，
但是一面根据约翰在那里写约翰福音那个架构来说
，And also according to the structure of Book of John，
你看见他给我们看那条路是怎么走
？He shows us how that way is。
那如果你仔细读约翰福音
，If you read the book of John，
你发现跟马太、马可、路加都不一样。
It's just so different from Mark, Matthew, and Luke.
马太、马可、路加常常讲到有人来找主的麻烦。
And the three books talks about people find fault with the Lord.
那就是文士、法利赛人什么这些人来找主的麻烦。
The scribes and Pharisees and they come to find trouble with the Lord.
但是你注意，在约翰福音不这么写。
However, the book of John didn't record it this way.
约翰福音也提起法利赛人。
It mentions Pharisees.
也提起文士。
It mentions scribes.
但是圣约翰福音里面是把两班人做强烈的对比的。
However, the book of John contrasts those two group of people.
这是三本福音书没有的。
That's different from other three books.
你读约翰福音你会注意到。
You read the book of John, you'll notice.
一面约翰讲的犹太人。
On the one hand, John talks about the Jews.
另一面讲的门徒。
On the other side, he described disciples.
稀奇不稀奇？
Very strange.
在这一章圣，在这一卷圣经里面，你看见约翰是拿门徒和犹太人来做对比的。
In this book, John compared disciples with the Jews.
这一点是非常重要。
This is a very important point.
你还记不记得当主耶稣，特别在三本福音书里面
？Do you still remember in the other three gospel books?
圣经告诉我们说，有一次我们的主从伯大尼的家马大玛利亚的家里出来的时候
One day when the Lord left the home of Martha, Mary,
and Lazarus,
he saw one fig tree.
你知道无花果树远远看过去。
You know, from far, look from far away.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
它是一个代表时机，它可以告诉你现在是什么时候。
It can indicate the time, the season.
如果远远看看上去没有枝子也没有叶子。如果没有叶子，什么都没，也没有果子。
If you look from far, it just has bare branches.
你看光秃秃的枝子，你知道那是一定是冬天。
It must be the winter.
但当你看见充满了叶子的时候，你知道说那一定是夏天。
If it's full of leaves, it must be in the summer.
你知道无花果树的叶是个大的叶子。
You know the fig tree has big leaves.
所以在无花果树底下是很隐藏的地方。
So under fig tree is a very hidden place.
所以主耶稣不可能看见但以理但但但拿但叶。
So it's impossible for the Lord to see Nathanael.
因为很多的大的无花果树叶已经把它遮住了。
A big leaves of fig tree covered him very well.
但是无花果的树叶挡不住主耶稣的视线。
However, the leaves of fig tree cannot prevent the Lord.
主耶稣一眼就看到了拿但叶。
At one side, the Lord saw Nathanael.
他不光看到了拿但叶。
Not only he saw Nathanael.
所以我们知道说这个无花果树叶是很大很大的树叶。
We know fig tree has big leaves.
所以这就是为什么亚当夏娃堕落以后他们用无花果树叶编作裙子。
That's why when Adam and Eve fall, they make skirts, clothes with fig tree leaves.
等到无花果树是充满了树叶的时候。
When the fig tree is full of leaves.
我们知道它一定是夏天。
We know that must be summer.
那么大家还记得。
Do you remember?
结果主耶稣看见一个无花果树。
The Lord saw one fig tree.
而且圣经形容得很生动。
The Bible described it very well.
主耶稣刚刚从伯大尼出来。
The Lord just departed from Bethany.
从马大玛利亚家里出来。
The home of Martha and Mary.
看见一个无花果树。
He saw the fig tree.
结果他肚子饿了。
He felt hungry.
你想想看，是不是马大没有伺候好？
Imagine this, is that Martha didn't serve her him well.
你看马大的侍奉是高标准的侍奉。
The service of Martha is really of high standard.
这位主耶稣来到他的家里。
This Lord Jesus came to help her.
如果要为他预备早餐的话。
If to prepare breakfast.
那不只是豆浆油条还有别的东西的。
Not only is soy milk and other things.
所以不可能主耶稣从伯大尼出来他会挨饿的不可能。
So it's impossible for the Lord to become hungry just depart from his home.
所以那个饿不是生理上的饥饿。
So that hunger is not the physical
hunger. 那个饿是心理上的饥饿。
That is his hunger of his heart.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他走近的时候，他看见里面找不到果子。
Because when he draw close, he couldn't find any fruit.
你如果读四世纪的话，
If you read the Judges,
神对三种的树有他的目的。
God has purpose for three kinds of trees.
神对于橄榄树的目的。
The purpose for the olive tree
是它的油。
It is for the oil.
如果橄榄没有变成油，你看它没有达到神的目的。
If there's no oil from the olive, then the purpose is not fulfilled.
你到耶路撒冷去，你可以买很多的纪念品是橄榄树做的。
You can go to Jerusalem to buy many souvenirs made of the olive oil.
但如果橄榄树有感觉的话，你们都弄错了，这个不是我的目的。
And if the olive tree has a feeling, he will say that you all made a mistake.
你们把我放在你的客厅里，再好看，这都不是我的目的。
If you put me just in your living room, that's well looking.
什么时候橄榄流出油来，我的目的达到。
Whenever the olive flows out oil, the purpose is fulfilled.
神对葡萄树的目的是酒。
The purpose for the wine is for the vine is for
wine. 葡萄也开过花的。
The vine will blossom.
但是花很短暂。一下就没有了。
But the blossom very quickly,
temporarily. 为什么？因为葡萄主要的目的不是花。
Because the purpose for the grapes are not for the blossom.
葡萄主要的目的也不是果子。
And even not the fruit, the grapes.
虽然葡萄的果子可以说是又大又圆又美。
You can tell the vine produced the grapes big and round and beautiful.
许多的画家都拿它来做模型。
A lot of painters use them as models.
代表生命的丰满。
Represent the abundant fullness of life.
所以葡萄成熟的时候是他一生最骄傲的时候。
So when grapes are ripe, that's the most proud moment.
但是那个不是神的目的。
But that is not the purpose.
那是葡萄经过酒榨变成酒，这才是神的目的。
But through the wine press, it becomes wine. That is the purpose for the vine.
那么神对于无花果树的目的。
What is the purpose of God's for fig
tree? 那个目的不是树叶。
That the purpose is not for the leaves.
你光有叶子没有用。
It's useless to have just leaves.
外面非常的华丽。
And outward looking is very elegant.
大家都知道夏天到了。
Everyone knows the summer is there.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
最受人欢迎的时候到了。
The most welcome moment is here.
所以人最喜欢看的是葡萄树，是看见无花果树满了叶子。
That is why people like to see fig trees full of leaves.
如果远远看见它上面像枝子一样，不过枝子。
Looking afar, if it's just bare branches,
那一定是寒冷的冬天。
That must be the cold winter.
巴不得这个日子能早一点的过去。
We wish the day will come by quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
你如果要接受人的欢迎
if you want to receive people's welcome,
你的叶子要越多越好
and it's better to have more leaves.
但这不是神的目的
but that is not the purpose of God.
神对于无花果树只有一个目的
God has only one purpose for the fig tree.
就是要它的果子
It's for the fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了
now you understand.
当主耶稣来到无花果树下
when the Lord come under the fig tree,
满了树叶
full of leaves,
外面何等的华丽
Outward looking is so elegant.
一切好像都是欣欣向荣。
It's so splendor.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
等到主来到了无花果树下
When the Lord comes to the fig tree,
他找不到一个果子。
He couldn't find one fruit.
为什么？他饿了，他希望这个果子能够满足他。
He's hungry. He wants the fruit to satisfy him.
我们说过
With this,
那个饥饿不是生理的饥饿
That is not a physical hunger.
那个饥饿是心理上的饥饿
That is heart. That hunger, hunger of his heart.
为什么
Why?
因为这里面有个很重要的意思在背后
Because there's a very significant meaning behind.
因为那棵无花果树
For that fig tree
是代表以色列
Represent Israel.
你去读整本的旧约圣经
If you read the entire Old Testament,
你知道当神祝福以色列人有一天
When the Lord blessed the whole Israel, day,
每一个人都要住在自己的无花果树下。
One day, everyone will dwell under his own fig tree.
毫无疑问，无花果树代表以色列。
No question, fig tree represents Israel.
那么，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这就给我们看见神对以色列人有他的目的，有他的目标。
This shows that God has a purpose for Israel.
到了主耶稣的时候。
In the time of Jesus,
弟兄姊妹，以色列的光景是什么样的光景
？What is the conditions of Israel？
你看见吗？这个就是这棵树所代表的。
That is represented by this tree.
远远看过去，非常的华丽。
Looking from afar, it's so splendid.
你讲那个时候圣殿是最、
so、splendid.
那是从来没有过那么华丽的圣殿。
And you are never there's never a temple so splendid.
那个时候圣殿的广场比所罗门的广场要大两倍。
The square of the holy temple is two times the square in Solomon's time.
从东到西是五个足球场，美式足球场。
From east to west, there are five football fields.
从南到北是美式的足球场的六个足球场。
From south to north, it's six times the measure of American football.
所以我们知道说那是当时最大的宗教广场。
So we can tell that's the greatest religious square in that time.
因为圣殿因为圣殿被装饰过的缘故。
Because the decoration of the temple.
希律美化了整个的圣殿。
The Herod has beautified the entire temple.
他觉得本来的至圣所太矮了，把它高架上一层楼。
He thought the original most holy place is too low, so he added stairs.
结果现在你看见是用大理石、用金子就把整个的圣殿把它建立起来。
Now the temple is built out of marbles and gold.
所以当太阳升起的时候
，When the sun rises,
你看见你如果在橄榄山往圣殿望去的话
，If you look from Mount Olive.
那个景色是一个美丽的景色。
And there is a beautiful scenery in front of.
那些大理石好像远远看着就好像白云一样。
And those marbles look firm, it's like clouds.
然后在里面有许多金光闪闪的东西。
And there are many glittering gold in it.
没有一个时候圣殿和圣城像希律那个时候那么华丽，那么完美。
There's never a moment in history the temple looks so splendid.
难怪门徒们说，看啊。这是何等的殿宇，何等的石头
！No wonder the disciple says, "What a temple! What a stone!"
弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
到那个时候
，Till that time，
以色列已经有了很辉煌的历史。
Israel has a splendid history.
在耶路撒冷
，In Jerusalem，
你看见圣殿每天的运作都是正常的。
Every day the operation in the city is normal.
有祭司，有利未，有这些人在那里。
You have priests, you have Levites, and people like that.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
所以，就做以色列人来说
，So according to the Israelites,
就这个国家来说
，Concerning the nation of Israel,
他们是神所拣选的。
They are the chosen nation.
在神的眼光中
In the sight of God.
巴不得他们能够结出果子来
How much God desires they can produce fruit.
但是很可惜
But very, very unfortunately.
他们给人的印象都是外面的印象
The impression they left on people are outward.
外面是伟大的
On outside, they were looking.
外面是华丽的。
They were so splendid outside.
但是我们的主却得不着满足。
But our Lord cannot be satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们的主就咒诅那个无花果树。
That is why our Lord cursed that fig tree.
什么意思
？What does this mean?
为什么要咒诅无花果树
？Why would he curse that fig tree?
如果咒诅无花果树的话
，If he cursed the fig tree,
这个树从根就开始枯干了。
This tree will dry up from the root.
你远远看过去
You look from far.
这个树的里面跟外面是完全一样的
This tree is the same inside and out.
如果主没有诅咒住那棵树
If the Lord hasn't cursed that tree.
你看这个无花果树有表外面有美丽的外表里面什么也没有
This tree has only about outward looking appearance.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
现在你看见
Now you see,
神对以色列人当然有他的旨意。
Of course, the Lord has a purpose for the Israel.
为什么神拣选他们
？Why the Lord has chosen?
为什么神呼召他们
？Why the Lord has called them?
神对他们有极大的期许。
God has a great expectation of them.
弟兄姊妹，对人对神来说
，According concerning God,
无花果树的果子应该能满足人，也能满足神。
The fruits of the fig tree can satisfy both man and God.
但人在那个时候所看见。
But what people see at that time,
那个犹太教已经建立起来了。
The Judaism has been established.
已经是一个完整的体系。
It is a complete system.
他们有祖宗的遗传。
They have the traditions of their fathers.
弟兄姊妹，他们把整个耶路撒冷已经变成一个 camp， 变成一个营了。
They have turned Jerusalem into a camp.
整个耶路撒冷变成一个系统。
Jerusalem represents a system.
刚开始神拣选以色列人的时候
，In the beginning when God chose Israel,
你看见有生命，你看见有启示。
You see there was life and revelation.
但是慢慢慢慢的到了主的那个时候
，Gradually until the time of the Lord Jesus,
人就是那个无花果树。
It was still that fig tree.
但主找不到果子能满足。
But the Lord cannot find any fruit to satisfy him.
主爱这一般的人。
The Lord loves the people.
要他们诚实。
He wants them to be honest.
你没有就是没有。
If you do not have, then you don't.
你如果里面没有果子，就不要让人看见你的叶子。
If you do not have fruit, don't show off your leaves.
你有果子
，you have fruit.
神可以让你有叶子。
God can allow you to have leaves.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
我们主不喜欢假冒为善的人。
Our Lord doesn't like hypocrites.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters.
今天教会在主面的光景是怎样的光景
？What kind of condition is the church in front of the Lord?
你看见说神对于以色列人充满了期待。
You see the Lord is full of expectation of Israel.
神呼召他的儿女，对教会也是充满了希望。
God called his children. He's full of expectation of his church.
但是弟兄姊妹。你看今天人所要都是外面
You see what people desire today is outward things
我们主要问说里面有没有实际
Our Lord wants to ask Do we have the inner reality
如果没有实际的话
If we do not have the reality
神就宁可连里外通都没有了
The Lord would rather turn the outside like the inside
神要叫一块石头不留在一块石头上
He will not leave one stone upon another
我请弟兄姊妹注意
I want you to pay attention
你看见说什么事情神都可以让它过去
You see everything other things God can let go
如果以色列是神的见证
If Israel is the testimony of God
神不轻易让它过去
God will not easily let it go
如果教会是神的见证
If the church is God's testimony
神也不轻易让它过去
God will not easily let it go
我们喜欢面子
We like face
我们面子有面子没有里子也不要紧
We like outward appearance but
但是
We like covers
主所要的我们要有里子
But the Lord wants us also have inward
等到里面充满了实际的时候
When we are full of reality inside,
神许可给我们一些叶子
God allows us to have some leaves
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
现在你看见吗
Now you see
在这个时候以色列 你看见我们的主以色列这个无花果树不能满足主的需要
Now you see this fig tree Israel cannot satisfy God's
所以主就咒诅那个无花果树
That is why the Lord cursed that fig tree
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个就变成了预言
This become a prophecy
在主后七十年的时候
In the 70 years after the Lord
以色列人终于走入历史
Israel has gone into history
你看那个无花果树果然是枯干了
That fig tree indeed has dried up
一直等到1948
All the way till 1948
关于主另外一个预言
Another prophecy of the Lord
无花果树发嫩长叶的时候你看见人子就进了
When the fig tree start bud again
所以自从1948年以后
And grow leaves again
你看见我们的主已经站在门口
after 1948, you see our Lord is at the door.
你看见现在我们晓得不知道主在哪一个门口。
Now we do not know on which door the Lord is.
我们知道主很快就要回来。
We know our Lord will return very soon.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
主面对着无花果树。
When the Lord is facing that fig tree.
他满了期待。
He's full of expectation.
远远看过去是满了树叶。
Look from afar, it's full of leaves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他巴不得近前看的时候。
How much he desires when he looks closely.
充满了果子。
It's full of fruits.
只有果子能叫主的心得着满足。
Only fruits can satisfy our Lord's heart.
那如果你读圣经的话
，If you read the scriptures,
圣经说那个不是葡萄收成的时候。
The Bible says it's not the harvest of the fruit yet.
所以有的时候人就读这个圣经，觉得难道我们的主强人所难吗
？So some people think that our Lord is a little bit unfair.
因为你不是收成的时候，怎么要果子呢
？It's not the harvest season. How can you demand fruit?
原来是这样子。
And it was like this.
在圣地，在巴勒斯坦那个地方。
In the land of Palestine.
你知道说，当冬天过了以后
，When winter passed.
然后呢，那些果子，那个小果就慢慢长起来了。
That little fruit will start to grow.
那么那些果子呢，是个青果。小小的果子不是很大很大的果子。
That fruit is a green fruit. It's a little smaller one.
那么这些果子呢？那么那所以那个应该是春天的时候。
That is the time of the spring.
所以春天的时候，你就看见枝子上面有许多的果子。
That's why in spring you shall see many small fruits.
那些都是青果。
That is green fruit.
这个青果可以充饥，但是不好吃，很又生又涩。
And that green fruit doesn't taste well, but can still satisfy.
但是现在需要经过一段的时间的考验。
Now they have to go through the trial of time.
从春天到冬到夏天还有一段的时间。
From springtime to summertime, there is a period of time.
有的时候来一阵台风。
Sometimes a hurricane will come.
有的时候有其他的灾难来到。
Some other disasters will come.
弟兄姊妹，因着这些苦难临到的结果。
Because of those difficulties.
有的这些果子就掉到地上来了。
Some fruits will fall to the ground.
因为掉到地上的缘故。
Because they fall to the ground.
所以呢，就这个在上面就没有几个就没有了。
So there are only few still remain.
那么等到快到夏天的时候。
Till about summertime.
你看你们，如果这些的果子能够坚持一直到夏天收。
If those fruits can remain until harvest time during the summer,
那么你就看见那个收成是一定的了。
You see, you will have harvest.
所以等到快到夏天的时候
，It's about time of summer.
如果你看见这里面有一些青果的话
，If you discover some green fruits,
而仍旧能够连在枝子上面
，They are still connected to the branches.
换句话说
，In other words,
那么现在收成有希望。
Now you have a hope of harvest.
那么农夫告诉你说。
Farmers will tell
you, 如果经过那段时间的考验
if they go through the test of that time,
你在上面找不到任何一个青果的话
if you cannot find any green fruit,
你绝对不可能有收成的
it's impossible to have any harvest.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么我们的主咒诅无花果树的原因
that is why our Lord cursed that fig tree.
虽然不是无花果收成的时候
even though it's not the season of harvest,
但是弟兄姊妹 经过考验的时期
Through the time of test.
如果因着考验，因着苦难，那些这个果子已经不留在树枝上了。
If after the test and hardships, the fruits do not remain.
如果一点都不经不起考验。
If they cannot pass the test.
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个无花果树不会结果子。
This fig tree will never
到了收成的时候，你不会有收成的。
You will never have a harvest.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？So brothers and sisters, you understand?
以色列历史就是这样的历史。
This is the history of Israel.
这就是为什么以色列所经过的历史是经过考验的历史。
That is why Israel's history is a history of testing.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
神对于无花果树的目的是这样。
This is the purpose for the fig tree.
不管多少的艰难
，no matter what hardship,
不管多大的代价
，no matter what heavy price they
have to pay, 他们能够坚持连在枝子上
，if they can insist on connecting with
不管风雨怎么样飘摇
，no matter what winter wind blows,
他们都是连于枝子的
，they are biting the branch.
他们一点都不肯放松的
，they will never let loose.
到了这个时候
，till that time.
如果你看见有这样的果子的话
If you still see the fruits on the
ground, 这些果子就要成熟了
Those fruits will become
结果就有收成了
In the end, you will have a harvest.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
Now you understand.
这就是主对于无花果树的指望
This is the expectation of the fig tree.
主所要的不只是果子而且从青果到成熟的地步
the Lord not only want fruit, but from green fruit to the ripe one.
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
怎么样能从青果到成熟呢
How can you become from a green to the ripe?
这个生命怎么成熟的呢
How can this life grow mature?
我们普通讲到成熟的过程的时候
Do we talk about this process of maturing?
我们都讲到生命怎样种子种下去。
We talk about how the seed is planted.
然后怎样开花。
How it budded.
然后怎样结果。
How it bear fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹在这个生命过程里面。
In this process of life.
种子是看不见的。
Seed is
落到地里面就看不见了。
Fall into the ground, become invisible.
但是结果呢你看见生命的美丽。
In the end, you see the beauty of the life.
是花来表现的。
It's represented by the flower.
那为什么神要让生命生命开花呢
Why would the Lord want plants to blossom?
我们都知道开花的目的是为着结果。
The purpose for flowering is to produce.
开花从来不是目的。
Flowering, blossoming is not the purpose.
结果才是目的。
Bearing fruits are the purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
你看见没有
You see.
神对于以色列
For Israel.
神对无花果树有一个指望。
God has an expectation.
因为无花果树有一个特点。
Because fig tree has one characteristic.
这个特点是什么
？What is it?
所有生命的花都开在外面。
All plants, their flowers can be visible.
无花果树在中文叫做无花果，表示没有花的。
Fig tree in Chinese means a tree without flower.
你错了，不是没有花。
You are wrong. It's not without flower.
无花果树的花是开在无花果里面的。
Flower of the fig tree actually blossoms on the inside.
你知道蜜蜂采蜜要到花蕊里面去采蜜，对不对
？The bees need to draw from inside the flower.
那么蜜蜂如果要采要如果要这要传要传递这个无花果的花粉，那怎么办呢
？How does the bees pollinate the flower?
你知道你知道植物学家会告诉你说。
Biologists will tell you.
这个。
Botanist will tell you.
那个在这个整个的果子里面。
Inside that fruit.
你看你看有个洞在里面。
There is a hole.
然后这个昆虫呢就从这个洞里面就进去了。
And the insect will go through that hole.
那么在里面呢好在里面做什么我们不知道。
We do not know what they do there.
反正就像那个蜜蜂的工作一样。
Just like the work of the bees.
你懂我的意思吗
?You understand me?
所以经过这样的过程。
Through this process.
你看见这个生命就慢慢成熟了。
This life will grow mature.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
这什么意思
?What does this mean?
这给我们看见。
This shows us.
神对于以色列人有一个旨意。
God has a purpose for the Israel.
他所有的美丽只有神看见。
All the beauty is shown to the Lord.
世人看不见。
The world cannot see.
这是神对待以色列和对待所有的列国不一样的地方。
This is the way that God treated Israel differently from other countries.
所有的列国都是把最好的一面摆在外面。
All the nations display their most beautiful side.
全世界人都看见了。
The world can behold.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
在神眼中的以色列。
In the sight of God.
这个国家和所有的国家都不一样。
This nation is different from every nation.
按理来讲他所有的能力所有的荣耀和所有的美丽只有神看见人看不见的
All the beauties, all the power and glory can only be beheld by the Lord
那个能力是隐藏的
That power is hidden
那个荣耀是隐藏的
That glory is hidden
那个美丽是隐藏的
That beauty is hidden
现在不是
Now it's not
现在你看见以色列给人看见的
Now Israel is beheld by the world
是美国的直升飞机是美国的飞弹是美国的军衣
Helicopters and missiles of America is
there 所有的荣耀都在外面的
All the glories are outward
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brother, sister,
现在你所看见的是伟大的殿宇。
Now what you see is a great temple.
是辉煌以色列的历史。
It is the majestic history of Israel.
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
神对无花果树有一个旨意。
God has the purpose for the fig tree.
但是很可惜。
But very, very unfortunate.
以色列人没有达到。
Israel did not fulfill that purpose.
那什么叫做伯大尼
？What does it mean by Bethany?
伯大尼是无花果。
Bethany means the house of fig tree.
Fig, 没有。
Of fig.
我们知道说这是无花果之家。
We know this is the family of fig, house of fig.
当你在到了这个家里面，到处都是无花果。
You come to this house, it's full of fig fruits.
有树不一定有果子。
You have tree, but without fruit.
有的果子背后当然有树。
Of course, if you have fruits, then you must have tree.
但是现在讲到伯大尼的时候。
Now when we talk about Bethany,
就给我们看见
it shows us,
神在以色列人身上找不到的
the Lord cannot find in Israel.
神在犹太人身上找不到的。
The things that God cannot find in Jews.
他在门徒身上要找到。
He needs to find them among the disciples.
现在你明白吗？犹太人是无花果树。
Now you understand the Jewish people are the fig tree.
门徒们是无花果。
And the disciples are the fig.
当这个无花果长大的时候。
When these figs grow.
所有生命成长的故事是里面的故事。
All the story of a growing of life is inside.
它也开花。
It blossoms.
它也美丽。
It also shows beauty.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
所有的过程都是里面的过程。
All the process in the inward process.
它所以成熟是因为它里面成熟了。
The reason it matures is because it inwardly matures.
你看这个蜜蜂的工作是里面的工作，不是外面的工作。
The work of the bees is an inside work. It's not outside.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是门徒们的不同。
This is the difference for the disciples.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
为什么门徒的道路是从伯大尼到伯大尼？
Why the way for the disciples are from Bethany to Bethany?
从一开始。
From the beginning.
你看见主带领他的门徒。
You see the Lord has led his disciples.
那个功课是里面的功课。
That lessons are inward, inside.
主在他们身上的带领是里面的带领。
This leading is an inner leading.
所以弟兄姊妹。
That's why brothers and
sisters. 当主在伯大尼遇见他们的时候。
When the Lord met them at Bethany.
那个地方就是当初神隐藏以利亚的地方。
That place was the place where God hid, Elijah.
每天神就打发乌鸦来供养以利亚。
Every day the Lord sent ravens to feed him.
你知道乌鸦在那个地方就是所有鸟类中间的贼 thief.
You know, ravens in that place is the thief among birds.
他专门去偷别人的东西来供给他自己的小乌鸦的。
And he just steal everything to feed his own young.
所以他贼性难改，你怎么样他都不改变他的。
So his nature cannot be changed.
你能够指望他每天按时候去偷别人东西，然后居然叼过来给以利亚吗？
You can expect him to at a certain time to steal things to feed Elijah.
你能够相信乌鸦，你就能够相信谁。
If you have faith in ravens, you have faith in God.
弟兄姊妹，你叫乌鸦能够把他偷来的东西给你，这是办不到的事。
You cannot command ravens to give you what he steals.
而天天仰望从神来的供应。
You look up to the Lord's supply every day.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是伯大尼。
This is Bethany.
伯大尼的生活是信心的生活。
The life of Bethany is the life of faith.
你把你所有的需要告诉主。
You tell the Lord all of your needs.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能相信主？
Can you have faith in the Lord?
有的人说我是传道人，我才凭信心过日子。
Some people say I'm a minister. That's why I live by faith.
我今天如果赚钱，我就凭着我自己本领。
If I have a career, I depend on my own ability.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主是在伯大尼遇见你。
The Lord has met you at Bethany.
就算是你会赚钱
，even though you can make money，
你还是凭着信心过生活。
You are still living by faith.
弟兄姊妹，神把你隐藏在一个地方。
God has hidden you in a place.
然后神用乌鸦天天来养活你。
Then the Lord feeds you every day by ravens.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗？这就是门徒怎么从伯大尼开始。
That is how the disciples started at Bethany.
以利亚怎样凭信心过生活
？How Elijah lived by faith.
我们也怎样凭信心过生活
？We also live.By faith.
是谁来养活我们
？Who is to feed us？
是神借着乌鸦来养活我们。
It is God through the ravens.
你看见吗？很多老，你很公司房里面很多老板。
There are many supervisors.
你看看他的样子，你做工没有多久就不可能下去。
If you look at their faces, then you cannot no longer work there.
为什么主还在那里养活你呢
？Why the Lord still supply you there？
因为神用乌鸦天天供养你。
Because the Lord feeds you every day.
你虽然受了许多的苦。
Even though you suffered much,
你老早就该被炒鱿鱼了。
You shall be laid off long ago.
但是为什么你还在那里呢
？But why are you still there?
弟兄姊妹，你不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand.
你不要回去告诉你的 boss 说你是乌鸦。
Do not tell your boss that you are the raven.
不是的。
No.
你懂我的意思。
You understand me.
许多时候我们说主可以借着神的儿女来供应我。
Many times the Lord can supply us through God's children.
那是指着神的儿女在正常光景。
That is in the normal condition.
哦，你说教会能照顾我。
You see, the church is taking care of me.
那是指着教会是在正常的光景。
That's when the church is in normal condition.
但有的时候
，But sometimes
教会会失败。
The church can fail.
神的儿女会失败。
The children of God can fail.
你的光景就好像面对乌鸦一样。
And your condition is like you are facing a raven.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能仰望从主来的供应
？Do you still look up to the supply of the Lord?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
门徒就这么开始着。
disciples begin.
如果你要跟随主走这条道路的话，
if you want to follow the Lord to walk on this way,
你从第一天就要记得。
From the day one, you need to remember.
你的生活是信心的生活。
Your life is a life of faith.
你每天神都把它把你隐藏起来。
Every day the Lord hides you.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
全地充满了干旱。
This land, whole land is in trouble.
你看，一个人被裁掉，另外一个人被裁掉了。
One is laid off, another is laid off.
但是主把他把你隐藏在他翅膀底下。
The Lord has hid you under His wing.
这就是伯大尼弟兄。
This is Bethany.
伯大尼乃是把我们隐藏在深处。
Bethany is to hide us in the depths.
每一个基督徒都从这里开始的。
Every Christian is starting from this place.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
每一个人都是从伯大尼开始。
Everyone is starting from Bethany.
但是不止如此。
Not only that.
你如果要问到底最后就是耶路撒冷的伯大尼在什么地方？
If you want to ask where the Bethany near Jerusalem is.
我举个简单例子。
I'll give you one example.
比方说你读到路加福音的时候。
If you read the book of Luke.
路加福音不是告诉我们说门主把门徒们带到伯大尼的对面。
Luke tells us the Lord has led them to the place near
Bethany.
Then he ascended to heaven.
然后你读使徒行传。
Then you read the book of Acts.
圣经告诉我们主耶稣从橄榄山升到天上去。
And tells us the Lord ascended from Mount of Olives.
现在我们要问有一个问题。
Now we have a question.
到底是伯大尼呢还是橄榄山？
Whether it's Mount of Olives or it's in Bethany.
你知道有一首诗歌自伯大尼你与我们分手后。
There is a hymn that since at Bethany you depart from us.
所以有的人不读圣经也说、啊、我知道是伯大尼，因为诗歌这么说的。
Because some people who do not read the Bible knows about Bethany.
但是问题来了。
Now the question is.
还有一首诗歌，自从橄榄山前一别离。
There's another hymn says, "Since we departed on Mount Olives."
那么到底是伯大尼还是橄榄山？
Whether it's at Bethany or it's on Mount Olives. 你看见
两个都对的。
You see, both are correct.
因为伯大尼就在橄榄山。
Because Bethany is actually on Mount of Olives.
你记不记得马太、马可讲到主耶稣最后一个礼拜，他都在伯大尼过夜的
？Do you remember Matthew and Mark describes the last nights the Lord spent is on?
但你讲到路加的时候，就是在橄榄山过夜。
It's in Bethany, but in Luke, it describes he spent the night at.
为什么？为什么？
Why?
因为橄榄山，伯大尼就在橄榄山。
Because Bethany is actually on Mount of Olives.
不过我要稍微形容给大家看。
But I want to describe it to you.
假定这是。是橄榄山。
I want to illustrate it to you.
这是南北向的。
This is the Mount of Olives.
那么这边就是耶路撒冷。
On the west side is Jerusalem.
所以你站在橄榄山上，你可以看见整个耶路撒冷。
That's why when you stand on Mount Olives, you can look at Jerusalem.
那么不要忘记。
Do not.
这个橄榄山有两面的。
There are two sides of this Mount of Olives.
如果你向西边看的话。
If you look westward.
你向地中海看的话。
If you look toward the Mediterranean Sea.
一片翠绿。
It was full of green.
但如果你往死海这个方向看的话
，However, if you look toward the Dead Sea,
那是一片枯黄的
，and full of death and brown.
所以什么叫做站在橄榄山呢
？What does it mean by standing on?
在橄榄山的意思就是你一个脚可以踩在绿洲，一个脚可以踩在沙漠里。
On the one side you stand in the oasis, on the other side you stand in the desert.
如果你不相信今年八月你跟一般弟兄姊妹去耶路撒冷，你就会看到这种情形。
If you do not believe, come with us to Jerusalem this August.
你看见说一个脚踩在绿洲，一个脚踩在沙漠上。
One foot you stand on oasis, on the other foot stand on.
所以这个山有两个山坡的。
There are two slopes of this mountain.
所以一个呢是前山，我们姑且说是面向着耶路撒冷这个山。
One is the four slope, four hills.
一个是后山，根本是向着死海这个山。
And as a rear side is toward the Dead Sea.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这个伯法其在前山，伯大尼在后山。
Bethphage is on the fore side, and Bethany is on the rear side.
所以主耶稣在伯大尼过夜，就是在橄榄山过夜。
So the Lord spent night at Bethany is spending night.
主耶稣到了伯法其，就是到了橄榄山。
When the Lord reached to Bethphage and he reached Mount
Olives. 所以我们读圣经一定要明白，弟兄姊妹。
So we read the Bible, we need to understand.
你看见这伯大尼就在橄榄山。
Bethany actually is on Mount Olives.
如果主耶稣在橄榄山过夜，你知道他就在伯大尼过夜。
He spent night at Mount Olives. He spent night.
在伯大尼过夜，就在橄榄山过夜。
And vice versa.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget.
他是在橄榄山的后山。
He is on the rear side of Bethany of Olives.
他对整个耶路撒冷来讲
，concerning the entire Jerusalem,
神把他藏起来了。
God has hidden him.
在耶路撒冷，在世界，你看不见伯大尼。
In Jerusalem, in the world, you cannot see Bethany.
你看见那般人的脚好像踩在沙漠。
You see their feet as if on the desert.
那些人好像面对死海。
Those people are toward the Dead Sea.
那些是在世界边缘的人。
Those lives in the edge of the world.
是世界不配有的人。
They are not worthy of this world.
那些是被人忘记的人。
They are forgotten by the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个叫做伯大尼。
This is called Bethany.
当初在约旦河外的伯大尼。
In the beginning, the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
你从迦南的角度来看。
From the point of view of Canaan.
那个又是在迦南的边缘。
That's at the edge of Canaan.
你明白吗？
You understand.
所以你看那是很遥远的地方。
That is a far away place.
但神把它隐藏。
But God has hidden it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见门徒从那里开始。
You see the disciples starting from that point.
那么最后弟兄姊妹住在伯大尼和门徒们说再见。
In the end, the Lord said goodbye to his disciples.
这个伯大尼是怎么回事呢？
What is the story of this Bethany?
又是隐藏的伯大尼。
There's also a hidden Bethany.
这个隐藏的生活。
This hidden life.
给我们看见说。
Shows us.
神对门徒有一个要求。
The Lord has a requirement for his disciples.
特别面对整个的耶路撒冷。
Especially facing the entire Jerusalem.
面对辉煌的以色列。
Facing the splendid Israel.
面对整个的世界。
Facing the entire world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见这个对比是什么对比？
Now you see the contrast.
乃是无花果和无花果树的对比。
It's the contrast between fig tree and fig.
而那个无花果树只有树叶没有果子。
That fig tree only has leaves but no fruit.
有外表没有实际的。
There's appearance but no reality.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见不能满足神的心。
This cannot satisfy God's heart.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当神今天当以色列人失败了
When Israel failed,
当以色列人不能满足神的心
When they cannot satisfy God's heart,
所以我们的主就呼召他的门徒
So our Lord called his disciples,
所以从世界里面就呼召他的教会
Called out of this world his church
他们起来跟随主
They rise up and follow the
Lord
他
们羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随
Wherever the lamb goes they follow
那现在我们要问
Now we need to ask
他们的日子他们的生活是个什么样的生活
What kind of lives are they living
感谢主
Thank the Lord
他们的生活乃是里面的生活
The life they live is an inner life
因为从第一章到第八章讲的生命的故事就是里面的故事
From chapter 1 through 8 it's the life of story it's an inner story
那么等到你从第八章开始的时候
You startfrom chapter 8.
你看见第八章一开始告诉我们是主耶稣个人都回家去了。
Beginning of chapter 8, everyone goes home.
结果主耶稣也到橄榄山去。
And the Lord also goes to the Mount Olive.
第二天他就回到了圣殿。
The following day, he returned to the temple.
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
伯大尼从什么时候开始的呢
?When did the Bethany start?
我现在是讲的耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼。
Now I'm talking about Jerusalem's nearby.
那个伯大尼的故事，那个伯大尼的故事是从约翰福音第八章开始的。
That's the story of that Bethany starts from chapter 8.
你看见没有？现在主耶稣从伯大尼从橄榄山回到圣殿里面来。
Now the Lord departed from Olivet and returned to the temple.
他从这个无花果树之家，无花果之家就来到了到处都是无花果的地方。
He came from the house of fig, come to this place full of fig trees.
然后我们就读到第八章、第九章、第十章、第十一章、十二章。
Then we read all the way to chapter 12.
第一章到第七章给我们看见生命。
Chapter 1 through 7 shows us life.
生命在他里头。
Life is in him.
然后生命在我们里头。
Then life is in us.
最后活水的江河。
In the end, living water.
这个故事是里面的故事。
This is an inner life, the story.
我们清楚得很。
We are very clear.
你知道今天来到我们的深处。
Today, if we return to our depth.
你看见结果，那个生命的水就在里面涌流了。
You see, in the result is that the living water will.
在这里，羔羊把我们带领到这个生命水的泉源。
Here, the Lamb has led us to this living fountain.
所以每天我们做主的门徒。
So every day, as disciples of the Lord.
整个生命的故事，生命运行的故事，都是里面的。
The story of this life is an inner story.
那么到了第十二章的时候。
To chapter 12.
你看见圣灵就把门徒们更往前带一步。
You see, the Holy Spirit has led the disciples further.
现在不只是门徒。
Now they are no longer, not only disciples.
现在当初这些门徒要和将来在伯大尼里面马大、玛利亚跟拉萨路要会合的。
In the end, they will meet together with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
所以你看见吗？从伯大尼开始，要从伯大尼结束。
So they start from Bethany, they will end up in Bethany.
那么当初主怎么带领这些门徒
？How did the Lord lead them?
那就是生命的故事。
That's a life of story of life.
从第一章一直到第七章。
From chapter 1 to all the way to 7.
但是现在弟兄姊妹
，Now
慢慢靠近橄榄山那个伯大尼要出现了。
Now the Bethany near Olivet is appearing.
现在我们注意到马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
Now we notice the Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他们也是跟随羔羊。
They also following the lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see.
最起初的时候，主得罪一般人，就是约翰、安德烈这些十二个门徒，还其他的门徒。
The Lord has gained a group of disciples, Peter, John, Peter.
因为这条路是从伯大尼到伯大尼的缘故。
Because this journey starts from Bethany.
所以现在你到了十二章，你看见主遇见了马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
Now in chapter 12, the Lord has also met Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
所以现在你就看见。
Now you see.
慢慢神就往把最后的目标带领了。
The Lord is leading them to the destination.
刚开始都是生命的故事。
In the beginning, it's a story of life.
现在比生命更高一层。
Now it goes a little bit higher than that life.
所以当你读马太福音，当你读约翰福音第八章的时候
，When you read chapter 8 of John,
主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
若有人跟从我，就不在黑暗里。
Anyone follow me will no longer in darkness.
而且要得着生命的光。
They will obtain the light of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。很明显，第八章从光开始。
Obviously, chapter 8 starts with light.
那么等到你读到十二章的时候
，When you read chapter 12,
你看见是从光来结束的。
It ends also in light.
他说光在你们中间。
He said light is in you.
你们要信从这光。
You shall submit to this light.
然后你们要变成光明之子。
Then you will become sons of light.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
刚开始是 the children of light.
In the beginning,
光的儿女
，the children of light.
到了最后的时候变成。是的光明之子。
In the end, they become the sons of light.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见这两个词在希腊原文不一样的。
You see, the original Greeks, these are different terms.
你读到前面约翰福音八章、九章、十章的时候
，You read chapter 8, 9, 10.
最好的解释就是以弗所书的解释。
The best explanation is found in Ephesus.
保罗给我们看见，我们都是光明的子女。
Paul shows us that we are all children of light.
我们是从光明中生的。
We are all born of light.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们都是儿女。
We are all children.
都有生命。
We all have life.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们是行走在光中的。
We are walking in the light.
所以我们是光明的子女。
That's why we are children of light.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这条路越过要越长进的。
The more we grow, we walk, the more grow we become.
起初是光明的儿女。
In the beginning, we are children of light.
等到经过八章一直到第十二章的时候
，Go through chapter 8 to 12.
你看见主要得着一般光明之子。
The Lord will gain a group of the sons of light.
在希腊原文里面，儿女跟之子那个词两个不是同样一个词。
In Greek, the children are the word of for children. The sons are different.
讲到儿女，它是重点重在我们的生命。
Concerning children is emphasizing our life.
讲到儿子的时候，重在 character， 重在性格。
Using the sons is focused on character.
所以这里给我们看见生命长进了。
So we see here life has grown.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
从第八章开始
From beginning,
from chapter 8. 主说我是世界的光
The Lord said, I'm the light of the world.
若跟从我的就要得着生命的光
Those who follow me will gain the light of life.
结果我们就变成了光明的儿女
Then we become children of light.
但是从第八章一直到第十二章
From chapter 8 to 12.
就好像第一章到第七章一样
As from chapter 1 to 7.
从生命在他里头
From life in him,
到我里头
to in me,
到满意永远满意江河活水的江河
to overflow of the living water,
你看见这个生命的成长吗
you see the life grow,
但是不光这样
but not only that,
这个生命的光也要成长
the life of light also will grow,
你刚刚开始的时候是光明的儿女
in the beginning you are children of light,
到了最后的时候
till the end,
你看你变成光明之子
you start to become sons of light,
所以很明显的 到了伯大尼的时候
At Bethany,
当这些门徒们与马大、玛利亚他们相会的时候
，When the disciples meet together with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus,
你看约翰在这里描写第八章到第十二章的时候
，When John was recording chapter 8 through 12,
很明显他们所学的功课比从前更深了。
Obviously, the lessons learned are deeper than before.
你要记得
，more profound than before.
这里说跟从主的有什么结果？
Here it tells us what are the outcomes.
跟随羔羊有什么结果
？What are the outcomes of following the Lord?
因为羔羊乃是世他主，他乃是世界的光。
Because the Lamb is the light of the world.
但如果我们跟随他
if we follow him,
如果我们接受他，我们跟随他，
if we receive, accept him and follow him,
圣经说我们要得着生命的光。
The Bible says we shall receive the light of life.
这个光不是物质的光。
This light is not material light.
这个光不是机械的光。
It is not mechanical light.
这个光乃是生命的光。
This is a light of life.
我不知道你没有看过萤火虫没有。
I do not know if you ever see firebug.
你知道萤火虫的光乃是生命的光。
You know the firebug's fire is the fire of life.
当生命长大的时候，它的光就强了。
They grow mature, their lights will become lighter, brighter. 它光的强
度和生命的度数是成正比的。
Intensity of their light is in proportion to their life.
所以弟兄，
maturity of their life.
第一章到第七章
，from chapter 1 through 7,
给我们看你生命怎样长大的。
Shows us how the life grows.
但是不要忘记
，but do not forget.
等到这个生命长大的时候
，when this life grows mature,
因着我们跟随光的缘故
，because we are following the light.
结果我们要得着生命的光。
As a result, we shall gain this light of life.
生命在他里头。
Life is in him.
这生命就是人的光。
This life is the light for man.
主来到地上，他就是世界的光。
The Lord came to the world. He's the light of the world.
但是现在这个生命进到你里面，进到我里面。
Now this life enters into you and me.
所以当生命在我们里面成长的时候
，When this life grows in us,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你现在看见说
，Now you see,
这个光就变成了我们里面的光。
This light has become inner light for us.
而这个光是。随着我们生命的度数在那里成长。
And this light grows in proportion to our life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
我们应当行在光中。
We need to walk, we shall walk in the light.
就好像神行在光中一样。
As God also walks in the light.
我们就彼此交通。
Then we have fellowship with
each other. 因为在光照亮底下。
Because under the enlightening of the light.
你就看见从前所没有看见。
You see what you could not see.
当你在光中的时候
，When you are in the light，
你就看见你是罪人。
You see you are a sinner.
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
这些罪应该叫你销毁，应该叫你枯萎的。
Those sins will make you dried up,
withered,
withered.
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord.
耶稣基督的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪。
The precious blood of our Lord Jesus will cleanse us from all our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
今天长进的故事不光是生命的故事。
The growth of our life is not just a story of life.
现在更进一步了。
Now it goes further.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这个光乃是里面的光。
This light is an inward light.
你明白吗
？You understand?
所以现在正当我们跟随当生命成长的时候
，When our life grows,
生命在我们里面会发光的。
And the life will give out light.
你就行走在这个光底下。
And you are walking under this light.
明白，当你这样行走的时候
，When you're walking in this way,
结果我们就能与神交通。
The result is that we can have fellowship with God.
我们就能活在他的面前。
We can live in His presence.
但是问题就在这里。
But this is problem.
我们是经不起光的。
We cannot bear the light.
我们在光的照耀底下，我们是受不了的。
We cannot bear to stand in the shining of the light.
你知道现代人喜欢作践自己，喜欢糟蹋自己。
No, people like to ruin themselves.
你知道普通照相机已经很好了。
You know, ordinary camera is pretty good.
电视已经很好了。
TVs are pretty good.
它还来个 high definition 的。
Now they want a high definition TV.
High definition 把你拍得很好看呢。
They also take good pictures of you.
你三十岁以下可以，三十岁以上就不行了。
Under 30s you look good, but above 30s
你所有的皱纹都给你放大了。
All the wrinkles are magnified.
你不要看的斑点都给你看到了。
The spots you do not want to show.
你本来的点点滴滴用粉遮住的，结果通通露出来了。
Originally you covered them with makeups, but now also.
所以你看看，不是我们在糟蹋我自己吗
？Are we ruining ourselves?
弟兄姊妹，除非你不在生命。
Unless you are not in the light.
如果你在生命光中的话
，If you are in the light of life,
你不可能不看见我们是罪人。
It's impossible for us to see that we are sinners.
你不可能不看见我们的自己。
It's impossible for us to see ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
就是在这种情形底下
，It is in this condition.
我们有了约翰福音第八章一直到第十二。
We have John chapter 8 all the way to chapter 12.
你看见在主讲到我是世界的光以前
，Before the Lord talks about He is the light of the world.
你知道主怎么做呢
？What did He do?
不是法利赛人跟文士他们抓了个淫妇来吗
？Pharisees and scribes took a woman, adultery woman.
这些人都是读圣经的。
They were all Bible readers.
他们要看主耶稣怎么对待他。
They wanted to see how the Lord treated her.
结果主耶稣弯腰在那里写字。
The Lord stooped down and wrote on the ground.
他们因为读圣经，一定想起 但以理书第五章。
If they read the Bible, they will be reminded of chapter 9, chapter 5 of Daniel.
那里墙壁上画字。
When the Lord, a finger writing on the wall.
现在主耶稣也在地上画字。
Now the Lord also were writing on the ground.
同样的一个指头。
The same finger.
在墙壁上指出他们的亏欠来。
And it was showing their fault on the wall.
现在主耶稣写一句话也没有说。
Now the Lord spoke none word but right.
结果站起来，主又站起来了。
Then the Lord stand up.
你们中间谁是没有罪，可以第一个用石头来打死他。
Whoever among you has no sin, you can throw cast the
first stone. 他又在那里画字。
And he stooped down to write it down right again.
主耶稣什么也没说。
He never said any again.
但是很稀奇，弟兄姊妹。
Strangely enough,
那个光来了。
The light comes.
那个光是里面的光。
That light is an inner light.
那些文士和法利赛里面有个良心。
And the scribes and Pharisees have conscience.
主耶稣就这么涂两下子，里面光就来了。
The Lord was there writing, and the light comes.
这个光就在里面说话了。
This light starts to speak.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us.
他们从老到少，一个一个就溜出去。
From old to young, all one by one, they slipped away.
为什么从老到少，不是从少到老啊
？Why from older one to younger one?
因为老的老奸巨猾，到处都是漏洞，都是漏洞的。
The older ones are more crafty. They know everything.
所以他们。第一个就溜走的
，so they are the first to slip away.
他们经不起这个光的
，they cannot bear the light.
所以弟兄姊妹
，that's why
你看见吗
？You see,
这是什么
？What is this?
这是里面的光。
This is the inner light.
这个应该就是生命的光。
This is the light of life.
对于文士和法利赛还没有得救。
And the scribes and Pharisees are not saved.
在灵里面最少神还留下良心。
In their heart, at least they have a conscience.
但是不管怎么样
，but not only
弟兄姊妹，现在他们蒙光照了。
Now they are enlightened.
淫妇也蒙光照。
The adulterous woman also enlightened.
她怎么蒙光照的
？How was she enlightened?
主说没有人定你的罪吗
？The Lord asked anyone condemn you.
主说我也不定你的罪。
The Lord said, I will not condemn you either.
你去吧，不要再犯罪了。
Go away, but and sin no more.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
怎么可能
？How could it be possible?
主耶稣是谁呀？
Who is
难道主耶稣也是像他们一样，所以不定他的罪吗
？Is the Lord Jesus like other people, not condemning her?
你再读下去
，If you continue to read,
主耶稣说：“你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢
？”The Lord asked, "Who among you can show me any sin?"
现在你看见吗？这个淫妇蒙光照了。
Now this adulterous woman was enlightened.
他们不定我的罪，因为他们是罪人。
They cannot condemn me because they are sinners.
他不定我的罪，他不是罪人。
He does not condemn me. He's not a sinner.
那现在有个问题了。
Now there's a problem.
神能不能随便把一个人就罪人就不定就放他过去
？Can God let go of any sinners without repentance?
神爱这个罪人不错。
Of course, God loves this sinner.
但是神的公义在哪里
？But where's God's righteousness?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Where's the
justice? 现在这个妇人需要更多的光。
Now this woman needs more light.
不光良心蒙光照
，Not only conscience being lighted.
你看，慢慢，她成为从下面，你就看见她得到更多的光。
Gradually, you see she receives more light.
你知道主为什么说你去吗
？Why would the Lord says go?
然后他下面怎么说
？Then what did he say?
我要去。
He said, I will go.
我要被举起来。
I will be lifted up.
换一句话。
In other words,
我虽然不定那个妇人的罪
，even though I do not condemn that woman，
结果我定了我自己的罪
，but I condemn myself。
如果全世界只有这个罪人的话
，if there is only one sinner in the whole world，
我要为他挂在十字架
，I will be hung on the cross for her。
你可以去了
，you can go away。
为什么你去了
？Why you can go away？
因为我要为你定在十字架上
，because I'm about to be crucified for you。
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters，
当你读到第八章的时候
，when you read chapter 8，
你看见。果然这是生命的光。
You see, indeed, this is the light of life.
这生命的光要释放我们。
This light of life will set us free.
叫我们不做罪的奴仆。
Will deliver us from slaves of sin.
当你行走在光中的时候。
So we can walk in the light.
神就借着他的话来对我们说话。
God will speak to us through His words.
儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由。
If the Son set you free, we are truly free.
因着主的话。
Because of the word of God.
我们可以胜过所有的罪。
We can overcome all sin.
稀奇不稀奇
？Very, very marvelously.
你看见这个就是发生在，这就是发生在那里，就是发生第八章的故事。
This all happened in chapter 8.
到了第九章给我们看。
To chapter 9, it shows us.
有一这个主耶稣说，我就是世上的光。
The Lord says, I am the light of the world.
他又说了一遍。
He said it again.
然后他就开启了一个瞎眼瞎子的眼睛。
Then he opened the eyes of a blind person.
为什么
？Why?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
人的灵乃是耶和华的灯。
Our spirit is the lamp of the Lord.
今天我们里面有灵不错。
Today we have a spirit inside.
因着犯罪的缘故，我们的灵已经失去功用了。
Because of sin, our spirit lost its function.
那灯什么时候发挥它的功用呢
？When does the lamp give its function?
是光住在里面的时候才发生功用。
It is when the light dwells in the lamp.
主耶稣说，我们的眼睛是全身的灯。
The Lord says, our eyes is the lamp to our body.
眼睛明亮，全身就明亮了。
When our eyes are good, our entire body is full of light.
然后主耶稣怎么说呢？
Then what does the Lord say?
你里面的光黑暗了。
If your, the light inside you is dark.
所以这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就是人没有得救以前的情形。
That's before we were saved.
人的灵已经死了。
Our spirit dead.
所以人里面是昏黑的，什么也看不见。
That's why we are full of darkness. We cannot see anything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要把那个灯点起来。
That's why we need to light up that lamp.
谁是那个光呢？
Who is that light?
主耶稣就是那个光。
Our Lord Jesus is the light.
当这个光进到我们里面点亮的时候，
When that light enters into us and light up this lamp.
这是什么呢？
What is this?
这个你这个很清楚，就看见这个全身就亮起来了。
Now our whole body is full of light.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brother and sister,
现在你看这个瞎眼的人。
Now this blind person.
就给我们看见他的器官还在，他失去了他的功能。
He still has the organ but lost its function.
自从亚当堕落犯罪以后，
since Adam sinned,
他灵里面的眼睛死了。
The spiritual eyes dead.
所以现在我们的主要做开眼的工。
Now our Lord needs to open the eyes.
他是生命的光。
He is the light of life.
他要进到这个灵里面。
He will enter into our spirit.
然后我们眼睛就开启。
Then our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister.
开启眼睛的工作。
Opening the eyes.
乃是基督的，乃是弥赛亚的工作。
It's the work of the Messiah.
等到那个瞎子病医好了以后。
When that blind person was healed.
你知道为什么他们那么紧张吗？
You see why those people are so nervous.
他们有一个原因叫他们很紧张。
One reason they were so nervous.
因为在旧约。
Because in Old Testament, there are many miracles.
过红海，
cross the
太阳在空中站住，
the sun stand in the middle of the day. They are all miracles.
在旧约里面，
in Old Testament time,
没有一个神迹叫瞎的眼睛，生来瞎眼的眼睛开启。
There is no such miracles in Old Testament time.
但是在旧约里面有这样的预言。
However, there are prophecies, such prophecies.
讲到瞎眼的眼睛可以看见。
Talk about those blind can see.
不过那个是弥赛亚的工作。
But that is the work for the Messiah.
有一天弥赛亚来了。
Only the Messiah comes.
你怎么知道弥赛亚来了呢？
How do you know the Messiah comes?
弥赛亚要做一个工作。
He will do the work.
叫他里面的眼睛能够开启。
Will open their inner eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他们觉得主耶稣不是弥赛亚。
They thought,Lord Jesus is not the Messiah.
所以主耶稣一定没有行过这个神迹。
So the Lord has never done this miracle.
但他们忘记。
But they forget.
这证明说主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
This actually proves the Lord Jesus is the Messiah.
因为你看，主耶稣在弥，主耶稣是弥赛亚的缘故。
Because he is the Messiah.
可以开他的眼睛。
That's why he can open his eyes.
那现在明白了。
Now you understand.
我们的主如果是基督的话。
If our Lord is Christ.
他要开我们的眼睛。
He will open our eyes.
他要在我们灵的深处把这个灯亮起来。
He will lighten up our lamp in our spirit.
然后你就能。能够活在生命的光中。
Then you can live in the light of life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这个就是当你读到第八章、第九章，为什么现在碰到瞎眼的故事
？This is what happened in chapter 8 and 9. You met this person blind.
为什么主耶稣说我是世上的光，然后呢就医治了他的眼睛
？Why would the Lord says I'm the light of the world and then open his eyes?
因为我们的主为我们不只挂在十字架上。
Because our Lord not only hung on the cross for us.
我们主也有一个目的。
He also has a purpose.
要开我们里面的眼睛。
It is to open our inner eyes.
叫我们里面的眼睛能看见。
So that our inner eyes can see.
就像无花果树一样。
Just like the fig tree.
所有生命的运作都在无花果里面。
All the operation of life is in the fruit.
生命是里面的生命。
The life is an inner life.
这个光是生命的光。
This light is the light of life.
我们就行走在这个光里面。
We walk in this light.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
现在需要主把这光点在我们的灯里面。
Now we need the Lord to lighten up this
light. 我们的眼睛需要开启才可以。
Our eyes need to be opened.
从前有一个王子。
That was a prince.
到了一个山谷里面去。
Came to a valley.
都是瞎眼的。
Full of blind people.
结果呢，他碰到了一个女子。
Then he encountered a woman, a lady.
他爱上了她，他希望能和她结婚。
He falls in love with her and wants to marry her.
结果女子有个条件。
But the lady has a requirement.
我们全村的人都是瞎眼的。
Our whole village are all blind.
只有你有两个眼睛。
Only you have two eyes.
所以你是怪物，我们是平常人。
So that's why you are a stranger. We are ordinary people.
所以为着要和我们一样的缘故。
So for the reason you become like us.
如果你要娶我，要把你两个眼睛挖下来。
If you want to marry me, you need to take out your two eyes.
当然后来这个人想了半天就离。
Later on, this person up some thinking departed.
这个故事非常不够完美。
This is the imperfect story.
如果把两个眼睛挖出来，不就很好了吗？
It will be good ending if he took out his two eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你读到第九章的时候，
When you read chapter 9,
你看见这个故事的确发生在历史上。
This story indeed happened in history.
当我们主来到地上的时候，
When our Lord came to the world,
他是唯一有一双眼睛。
He is the only person with two eyes.
而我们通通是瞎子。
We are all blind.
他真的爱我们。
He loved us so much.
所以他愿意为我们舍去一切。
He is willing to give up everything for us.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们要求什么？
But what do we demand?
我们希望他把两个眼睛挖下来。
We demand him to take out his two eyes.
正是因为他有两个眼睛。
Because he has two eyes.
所以他能张扬父神的笑脸。
That's why he can show forth the father's smile.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他因着爱我们的缘故。
For the sake of loving us.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们巴不得他把两个眼睛挖下来。
We, how much we desire he pluck his two eyes
out. 他两个眼睛没有挖下来。
But he didn't pluck out his eyes.
但他愿意为着我们付上一个代价。
But he's willing to pay the price for us.
所以在十字架上他怎么做呢？
That's why on the cross, what did he do?
当我们的主在那说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
When our Lord was crying, our God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为父神掩面不看他。
Because the Father has hidden his face from him.
所有的罪都归在他的身上。
All the sins are on him.
当我们主掩面不看他的时候，
When our Father hid his face,
从来没有过。
Has never happened before.
我们的主好像看不见父亲的笑容。
As if our Lord cannot see the smile of
Father. 什么时候没有父亲的笑容，什么时候就像眼睛瞎了一样。
Whenever there's no smile from the Father, that's when you are blind.
这是瞎眼的定义，弟兄姊妹。
That is the definition of blind.
如果你不是眼瞎的话，
If you are not blind,
你应该看见父神的笑容。
You shall see the smiling face of the Father.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
为着你和我的缘故，
For your sake and my sake,
主在十字架上付上了个代价。
Our Lord on the cross has paid the great price.
在那几万分之一秒之内，
In the one out of 10,000 seconds,
他的眼睛看不见了。
He cannot see.
他好像本来我们看不见，当然他好像为着我们缘故看不见了。
Originally we cannot see, but for our sake he cannot see.
结果他从死里复活。
In the end, he raised.
结果他把我们领到生命水的泉源。
And he led us to the living fountain.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在他在圣灵里面回来了。
Now he returns in the Holy Spirit.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
After we are saved by grace,
圣灵就在我们的灵上面一摸一下。
The Holy Spirit just touched our spirit.
我们眼睛就开启。
Our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
现在我们能够行走在生命的光中。
Now we can walk in the light of life.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
等着你再读下去的时候，
If you continue to read,
你看见说因着在这个因着在伯大尼的故事。
Because of the story of Bethany,
慢慢慢慢到第十二章的时候，
all the way to chapter 12,
你看见主果然得着了伯大尼。
You see, the Lord has truly gained Bethany.
什么是伯大尼呢？
What is Bethany?
那是拉撒路复活的地方。
That's a place Nazareth was resurrected.
什么是教会呢？
What is church?
在教会里面你要遇见，你要碰见什么叫做复活？
You will encounter resurrection in the church.
什么叫做伯大尼呢？
What is Bethany?
到了十二章的时候，
In chapter 12,
你看见是拉撒路的见证。
You see the witness of the Lazarus.
加上
testimony of
加上玛利亚的奉献。
Plus the consecration of Mary.
还有再加上马大的侍奉。
And the service of Martha.
弟兄姊妹，
Friends,
就是这样的伯大尼。
This is Bethany.
叫我们的主能够在那里得着安息。
So our Lord can find rest.
所以到了第十二章的时候，
So to chapter 12,
你看见主给我们看见。
The Lord shows us.
光在你们中间。
The light is in your midst.
你如果你们信从这光。
If you submit to the leading of the
light. 你看这些人都信从了这光。
Those people have submitted to
the light. 现在尤其是在伯大尼的马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路。
Especially Martha, Mary and Lazarus.
如果你读这四章的功课，
If you read,
读这四章的故事的话，
If you read the story in these four chapters.
你就看见说他们的确得着了生命的光。
Indeed, they have gained the light of life.
然后他们在生命的光里面渐渐长大。
Then they gradually grow in this light.
然后从光明的儿女就变成光明之子。
Then from children of God turn into sons of light.
那因为是光明之子的缘故。
Because they are sons of light.
你看见吗？连法利赛人都说。
Even Pharisees say.
因为你记不记得？
Remember.
当他们从伯大尼出来以后。
After they left Bethany,
圣经告诉我们
the Bible says,
他们进主耶稣骑着驴子进耶路撒冷
The Lord entered in Jerusalem on the colt.
好多人说何善啊何善啊
A lot of people were saying, or crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna.
看见拉撒路从死里复活的人
Those people who saw Lazarus' resurrection,
就为主做见证
They gave testimonies for the Lord.
许多人就相信了
Many people believed.
整个耶路撒冷都轰动了
The entire city of Jerusalem.
然后法利赛人怎么说呢
What does the Pharisees say?
全世界都跟随了他们。
The world is following him.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这是法利赛人的看法。
This is the view of the Pharisees.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主怎么说呢
What did our Lord say?
一粒麦子落不落在地里死了就仍旧是一粒。
If a kernel of wheat, grain does not fall to ground and die,
若死了就结出许多的子粒来。
It remains one, but if it dies, it will yield many
fruit. 只有借着十字架才能够达到丰收。
Only through the cross you can reach the harvest.
所以主耶稣说，人若被举起来，就要被吸引万人来归向我。
So the Lord says, if the Son of Man is lifted up, will draw many to me.
今天只是何塞纳在耶路撒冷那一班人。
Today, Hosanna is only those people in Jerusalem.
将来历史历代有千千万万的人要被十字架所吸引。
In the future, thousands generations of people will be drawn to the.
我们这些人都被他吸引。
We are all drawn to his cross.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
本来是一粒麦子。
Originally, only one kernel.
现在结出许多的子粒来。
Now many fruits, many kernels.
犹太人就问主耶稣说。
The Jews ask him.
根据律法，根据圣经，基督是不死，是永存的。
According to the scripture, according to the law, Christ lasts forever.
你怎么说人子要被举起来呢
？Why do you say the Son of Man will be lifted up?
你怎么说人子要钉十字架
？Why do you say Son of Man need to be crucified?
这个人子是谁呢
？Who is this Son of Man?
他们不认识。
They do not know.
他们如果觉得基督来的话
，They thought Christ come.
人子就是基督。
The Son of Man is Christ.
基督是人子。他是永远存在的。
He exists forever.
他怎么还要上十字架
？Why would he go up to the cross?
他怎么还要死呢
？Why would he die?
他应该是永存的。
He shall last forever.
弟兄姊妹，不错，他如果是永存的话
，Indeed, if he lives forever,
那粒麦子永远不死了。
If that wheat never dies,
但是为了爱你爱我的缘故。
But for the sake of loving you and me,
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Sisters, see,
这粒麦子为我们落在地里死了。
This kernel of wheat falls to the ground and
dies. 他为我们钉在十字架上死了。
He died on the cross for you and me.
这些犹太人只看见基督，没有看见十字架。
The Pharisees can only see Christ, but not the cross.
他们问说这个人子是谁呢
？They ask who is this son of man?
主耶稣怎么说
？What did the Lord say?
光在你们中间。
Light is in your midst.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果你信从这个光
，if you submit to this light，
信从这个光就要变成光明之子。
If you believe in this light, you'll become children of light.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
光不只给我们看见我们的污秽
，the light will not only show our
看见我们的羞耻。
Show our shame,
看见我们的肉体
show our flesh,
看见我们的自己
show ourselves,
主耶稣的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪
His precious blood will cleanse us from our unrighteousness
如果你行走在光中的话
If we walk in the light
光在你们中间
The light is in your midst
你不可能只看见基督没有看见十字架
It's impossible for you to see Christ not the cross
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你只看见你的妻子
If you only see your wife,
你只看见你的丈夫
if you only see your husband,
你不知道主把丈夫和妻子赐给你
you do not know that God has given you a husband and wife.
当光来的时候
when the light comes,
同样是妻子同样丈夫
same wife, same husband.
现在你就要从主那里接过十字架来
now you know how to receive the cross from the Lord.
结果你也结出许多的子粒
in the end, you will bear many fruits.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
羔羊往哪里去我们都跟
wherever the lamb goes, we follow.
光在我们中有什么结果呢
what is the outcome of the light in us?
为什么我们一天抱怨呢
Why do we complain every day?
我们没有光。
We do not have light.
你没有行走在光中。
You are not walking in the light.
如果行走在光中的话
，If you are walking in the light,
你看见说十字架是达到丰收的途径。
You see the cross is the way to harvest.
十字架是叫我们长大的途径。
The cross is the way of growth.
为丈夫感谢主。
For your husband, you give thanks to the Lord.
为妻子感谢主。
For your wife, you give thanks.
为你的上司感谢主。
For your boss, you give thanks.
这些都是神为你定做的。
All those are tailor-made by God for you.
你一天到晚只看见你的上司。
All the way, all days, you look at your boss. You have no light.
如果有一天光来了
，someday when the light comes,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个上司主为你预备的。
This boss is provided by the Lord.
你愿意背起十字架来跟从他。
You need to take up your cross and follow him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这样就长大了。
Now you grow up.
这样你看见在教会里面。
Now you see in the church,
有玛利亚的奉献,
you have the dedication of Mary,
有马大的侍奉,
you have the ministry, service of Martha,
还有拉撒路的见证,
you have the testimony of Nazareth.
许多人为什么要来见主耶稣呢?
Why many people come to see the Lord?
因着拉撒路的缘故,
for the sake of Nazareth.
那因着他们要杀害主耶稣,
because they want to kill Jesus,
拉撒路也要杀了,
Lazarus will also be killed.
学生不能高过先生,
students cannot be above the teacher.
如果真是教会的见证,
if it's indeed the testimony of the church,
连教会也要被杀了,
even the church will be destroyed.
这就是教会历史,
this is the history of the church.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
在伯大尼,
in Bethany,
你看见现在满了无花果,
it is full of figs.
现在终于长成了,
now they have ripe.
难怪到最后一个礼拜的时候,
no wonder in the last week,
主耶稣虽然来到圣殿,
even the Lord come to the holy temple.
圣殿应该是神的居所,
the holy temple should be the dwelling place of God.
到了黄昏的时候,
in dusk,
主耶稣找不到安息。
At dusk, the Lord cannot find rest.
主耶稣每天都需要到伯大尼才能找到安息。
Every night, he needs to go to Bethany to find rest.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这就是教会和犹太教不同的地方。
This is the difference between the church and Judaism.
这是教会和世界不一样的。
This is the difference between the church and the world.
起头我们不过是门徒。
In the beginning, we are about disciples.
最后是伯大尼。
In the end, we are Bethany.
那个见证是教会的见证。
The testimony is the testimony of the church.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹
？You know.
最后主把门徒们这个领到伯大尼的队伍。
In the end, the Lord led them to the vicinity of Bethany.
然后在橄榄山升天。
And they ascended on Mount Olivet.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
见证人怎么说呢
？What does the witness say?
他怎么升上去，他又怎么回来
？How he went up to heaven, he will return.
我要问大家，他是怎么升上去
？I will ask you, how did he was how was he uplifted?
他在橄榄山上。
He was on Mount Olive.
他面对着后山的那一班门徒和伯大尼、马大、玛利亚这些人。
He was facing the disciples, Martha, Mary on the rear side of the mountain.
他为他们祝福。
He was there blessing them.
那个护照是个背提的护照。
And that calling is a calling of rapture. 弟兄
姊妹，你看现在生命熟透了，就可以背提了。
Now when the life mature, you can be raptured.
现在我们的主要升到天上去见他的主了。
Now our Lord needs to ascend to see His Father.
他为门徒们祝福。
He was there blessing His disciples.
那个姿势乃是护照的姿势。
That gesture is a gesture of calling.
那是背提的护照。
It is the calling of rapture.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I will say it again.
你爱主，你就巴不得早一点背提。
If you love the Lord, you desire to be raptured.
这是爱的故事。
This is a story of love.
还有背提也是成熟的故事。
And also, rapture is a story of maturity.
当这个果子熟透的时候
，When this fruit is ripe,
你看见说我们就可以背提了。
You see, we are ready to be raptured.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
如果他在橄榄山上
，If he stands on Mount Olive,
他脸朝向门徒，朝向伯大尼的话
，He is facing toward Bethany.
那很明显的。
Very obviously,
他的背是向着耶路撒冷。
His back is toward Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see, brothers?
耶稣有没有弄错了
？Is he mistaken?
因为耶路撒冷是大君王的京城啊。
Jerusalem is the great city of the great king.
他升天应该向着耶路撒冷才对呀、啊。
When he ascend, he should be facing Jerusalem.
不，弟兄姊妹
，No, brothers.
你看，你耶路撒冷好多人呢、啊，人山人海，是个伟大的耶路撒冷。
You see, Jerusalem is a great city full of multitude.
那个只是个无花果树。
That is but a fig tree.
但主眼睛所在乎的。
But the Lord's eyes focused.
在这里有实际。
He cherishes the reality.
这里能叫主得着安息。
Here there is a reality. He can satisfy his heart.
So, 你知道说，当主升上去的时候
，When the Lord ascended,
他的脸是朝着他的门徒。
His face is toward his disciples.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
如果他这么升上去
，If he ascended in this way,
他回来一定这么回来的。
The way he returned is like
this. 他为着教会回来。
He returns for the church.
他回来要把教会提升。
He returned to lift up the church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚。
Now it's very clear.
我们门徒们跟随羔羊。
The disciples follow the lamb.
从伯大尼到伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
自从伯大尼我们与主分手以后。
Since we departed from him and at
Bethany. 主在我们身上的工作。
The works of the Lord in us.
仍旧是里面的工作。
It was still an inner work.
仍旧是光照的工作。
Enlightening work.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
有光在我们中间。
There are light in us.
你愿意天天背起十字架。
Are you willing to take up your cross every day?
没有光背十字架是艰难的。
Without the light, it's so difficult to carry the cross.
But
thank the Lord.
当生命成熟的时候。
When the life grows mature.
我们就等候，巴不得有一天他能早一点的回来。
Then we desire how much that he returns sooner.
当那些人定睛看着我们主缓缓上升的时候
，When those people gazing upon our Lord,
结果有一朵云彩把主接走。
Then a cloud take away our Lord.
从那一天开始
，From that day on,
约翰就巴不得我们的主早一点的回来。
John
desires our Lord to return.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以当他写完启示录的时候，
When he finished writing Revelation,
他说主耶稣啊，
He said, Lord Jesus,
我愿你来。
May you return.
他记得是在伯大尼，他是与我们的主分手。
He remembered our Lord departed on Bethany.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一天主要为着我们回来。
One day the Lord will return for our sake.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这就是羔羊，无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
This is wherever the lamb goes, we follow.
但愿主把这些话深深地印在我们的里面。
May the Lord engrave these words upon our heart.
我们低头简单祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a simple prayer.
主，我们把这话交在你手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hand.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If they pleases you, please use them.
把我们带到伯大尼的光景。
Bring us into the condition of Bethany.
但愿羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
May wherever the lamb goes, we also follow.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray all this in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.